WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball tips off with the Silver Streaks pregame show with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Hello again from John Thiel Gymnasium. Thanks for being with us here for as our basketball coverage continues on WGIL. Galesburg girls a 20-point winner earlier today over Taylorville that you heard right here on WGIL with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. Now the boys get into action to wrap up the BSN shootout here at Galesburg High School. Quincy Notre Dame just defeated Ridgewood out of Norridge up near Chicago's O'Hare Airport. 63-53 the final in this one. In the earlier boys game, Knoxville a winner over Edinburgh, 51-45. Tyler Houston at 20 points to lead the Bullets. Here tonight, Jim, I mentioned to you before we started, it's like two teams headed in the opposite direction. We've been struggling since the loss of Gibson and Joe Williams, and sounds like Providence Catholic's been struggling off and on throughout the season. All of a sudden, they're getting everybody back. This is not the time we want to be seeing these guys.
No, they're starting to put it together, and so we'll get a real test in this one tonight, I think, because you knew if you're going to schedule Providence or any team from their league that you better bring your muscles because they're going to play very physical. I thought originally when I saw this on the schedule, I'm thinking, it'll be one of those. We go in there and win 39-33 or something like that. But I think these guys are a little more talented than that.
Yeah.
And they certainly will have the ability to play physical, but they got size. And we have our hands full, I think, tonight with these guys.
Yeah, I think so, too. From some of the information we were reading, they had designs on potentially a conference championship up there until personnel injuries being what they were, trying to get everybody back even from an extended football season, allowed them, as we said, just really within the last week to week and a half, have finally got their full complement of the roster. And we're seeing coaches from Tim Trendle talking about, we're looking ahead to the tournament now. We're looking ahead at this next month, really putting it together, as you said, and really scaring some people and maybe being able to make a run in the postseason. You know, here we were talking about a run in the postseason at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And now trying to figure out what we can do to get our team put back together so that we can start maybe thinking about that kind of a run again at the end of the year. So it's really two teams that are in very different spots right now. I think they've shared some of the same kinds of issues, but two totally different spots.
Unfortunately for us, one of their star players came back from a knee injury, Vavoda. He obviously didn't have the knee injury that Grant Gibson did.
Sure.
So they get him back. We have no chance of getting Grant back, obviously, so we will never be as strong as we were. But we're hoping to start to gel a little bit more, obviously, with what we have. You know, we can't look at what we don't have, as Mike
That's
always
right.
says. You got to play with what we do.
Yep.
We still got some very capable. You know, I was saying last night, a lot of teams, if you took away their top two scorers, 35 points a game, they would never win another game all year.
Right.
I mean, this is a tribute to these kids, what they're doing, because games, but what, 1 point, 3 points, 2 points, other than that Manuka game, we've been right there.
Yeah.
So, the kids are playing hard, can't fault them at all, and hopefully they'll be able to compete tonight.
The Celtics of Providence Catholic, the opponent here to wrap up the BSN shootout. We'll take a timeout. We'll talk with both head coaches, Tim Trendle of the Celtics, Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks, when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium as our pregame coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues on WGIL. Our pregame coaches' interviews are brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Head coach of Providence Catholic, Tim Trendle, joins us now on the Silver Streaks pregame. First of all, coach, everybody's probably wanting to know, travel-wise, this is kind of a touch-and-go thing here tonight. Are you staying the night, or what's your plan?
The plan's to stay tonight, kind of play by ear tomorrow, just kind of see where things are. It's a great opportunity for us to come down and play in a great atmosphere. So we're coming down, we're going to stay the night, make it kind of a team bonding type thing, and Play by ear. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you in town, and it's a team, you know, we haven't seen each other before. This is kind of neat to see somebody new.
Yeah. It's really nice to kind of get out of our area a little bit, kind of, you know, get on the road a little bit, see a really good team, you know, at their home gym, kind of help us almost get ready for a state tournament type atmosphere and stuff like that. But, yeah. We're looking forward to a great game.
Yeah. Well, in style of play, we used to play St. Rita over at the Bloomington Normal Tournament a little bit, and I hear they're really tough this year. And your league, you got to be physical to come out and play, don't you?
Yeah, night in, night out, you got to be battle-tested. I mean, every game's down to the wire. You know, last night we lose by a point and a shot at they hit a shot with 6 seconds to go. You know, you play the likes of Rita. Hales is up there in the state's polls, and St. Joe's. So, yeah, if you're not ready, you kind of get woken up real fast.
Yeah. As far as a game like this, have you looked into Galesburg too much, or you kind of just take it as you get here?
Yeah, no, we've kind of got a good feel for them. We know they're missing, you know, they're maybe, you know, arguably their best player and then another player, but we're familiar, you know, with the point guard and some other things like that. So we got a little bit of a feel, you know, maybe not as much as we would normally have for a conference team or something like that, but, you know, like I said, we got a little taste of what we kind of expect.
Yeah. Well, we were reading where you went without one of your good players for a while with a knee injury, but he's back, right?
We went without four of our seven rotation players until December 1st. Then we got probably our best player back about 2 weeks ago, and then we got another two-year varsity player back just Tuesday night. So, you know, all those guys were involved with the football state championship and stuff like that.
Sure. Now, when you get guys back just kind of in parts, what is it? You're probably middle February before you really are hitting on all cylinders.
Oh, no, we feel like, you know, we've been telling our guys we're probably on practice about number 10, where a lot of teams are on practice number 50, 55, something like that. We're really at practice number 10 here. You know, we got to accelerate it and get to practice number 50 in the next 2 weeks. But, yeah, it's kind of like starting from the nice thing is, though, you know, it's a senior-dominated team, you know, and these guys have played together at Providence. Plus, they played a lot of travel ball in the summer together. So it's not, I don't think it shouldn't take too long to get their feel for each other back.
Tim Trindle, the head coach of the Celtics of Providence Catholic, our guest here on the pregame. We'll take a timeout. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for Galesburg Radio 14. A lot of factors go into explaining why winter is when national blood supplies are at their lowest levels. But obviously, the weather doesn't help. If you are able to be out and about, local blood drives are offered all around the area. Check our calendar now at WGIL.com to find one that's convenient for you.
Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
Head coach Mike Reynolds here on the pregame as we're back-to-back nights getting back at it. Coach, what did you sense from the kids afterward on the way home as you've seen them today? Are we starting to get some of that confidence back? How good was that game for us last night?
You know, I thought, you know, it's nice to see the ball go in the rim, you know, ball go in the hoop. And defensively, we were really good, you know, for most of the game. And you know, if we're going to do that, we're certainly going to score it better to stay in the game longer. But defensively, that's the kind of effort we need.
How big was it to get the game that you had from Cody and Eric at the same time, too? My gosh, if we can get that on a regular basis from those two guys, that's going to be great.
We had some extra opportunities. We missed so many jump shots that I thought those guys did really well. You know, I think they've done well all year. You know, they take, you know, they missed some shots or some free throws and stuff, maybe taking some heat for that from us. But certainly they've given an A effort 99% of the time they've been out there, and we can't ask for any more than that.
This opponent we're playing here tonight, I feel like we're going opposite directions. All of a sudden, they're getting healthy. They're getting all their kids back. What do you see in these guys that's a concern to them?
Big, strong, athletic. You know, we've certainly got we're going to have a monster effort to be able to stay in this game. You know, they've got, you know, two Division I football players athletically and you know, two Division II guards from basketball. And you know, we just got to continue to push forward and take baby steps forward, and this would be a you know, we play well tonight, it'll be a big, big step in the right direction.
I know typically with your coaching style, you really try to focus on the Friday night game with your kids, and there's generally not even a whole lot of discussion about the Saturday game. You told us for the game last night, it was so much focus on us, and not even a lot of the handouts that you usually give on Alleman. How do you prepare the kids for this one then in terms of focusing and the individual things that they might have to do against this specific team?
Well, we watched tape this morning and you know, they shot around a little bit, but you know, it's still about us. We've got to come and we've got to play correctly, and I think we'll have to change a lot of defenses, and you know, we're going to need some good individual efforts. You know, Meeker's got to play, you know, offensively better. You know, Devin's got to shoot it better than we did last night. If we can get that, you know, we got a shot to stay in the game.
Typical philosophy, I guess, thoughts of the Catholic League is big, physical, low-scoring games. Has that changed really at all, regardless of who the powerhouses are in the league in any given year?
No, I think that's usually the way they play, and they're going to have a physical style of defense that we're going to have to be able to play through contact and score against, and that's we struggled against that against Minooka. And Maine South, you know, we'll see if we can do it better today.
We have tried to get out on the run and pick up the tempo against those kinds of teams. Is that a strategy tonight to see if we can get it done then?
A little bit. I think you want to take easy baskets when you can get them, but certainly we got to know that, you know, we can't get into a wild game. You know, we've got to make sure that we're making good decisions and good plays. Last night I thought we left a lot of points on the table by, you know, maybe not being as precise as we could be.
Are we even... I don't know how to phrase it. I feel like sometimes we've become a little tentative in terms of attacking the basket. Back when we had everybody, I mean, we went after it and we were hard. Now all of a sudden I feel like our kids who were pretty aggressive going to the basket have backed off a little bit. Are we getting too careful a little bit in terms of our aggressiveness?
A little, maybe. You know, I think that comes with confidence. I think you're making shots and you have a little bit of a little bounce or a little swagger about yourself. You play a little different, you know, and then I think, you know, we've our levels went down a little, so we've got to try to figure out how to get that back, and making shots will be the first thing that happens.
All right, Coach. As always, good luck. Talk to you after the game. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks.
Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks on the pregame show for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you from John Thiel Gymnasium. As we get ready for the final game of the BSN Shootout, a sophomore girls game and three varsity girls games. And this is the final of three varsity boys games between Galesburg and the Celtics. First ever meeting against this opponent from the Chicago Catholic League. They come in with a record of 11-9. Silver Streaks looking for their 20th win of the year and the third consecutive year, you know, if they can reach that 20-win mark. We'll wrap up the pregame here. We'll have the tip-off coming up from the BSN Shootout at Galesburg High School next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's a look at the official WGIL forecast. There's a winter storm warning until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Rain turning to snow, 3 to 5 inches this evening into tomorrow morning. Low around 30 tonight, blustery snow tomorrow. Areas of blowing snow in the afternoon, 2 to 4 inches of additional accumulation. High of 32, temps falling into the 20s late afternoon. Tomorrow night, cloudy, blustery, maybe a little more snow, low of 6. Currently, it's 33.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
And we are here at John Thiel Gym Just in time for the national anthem, so we'll pause for that here. Anticipate the national anthem tonight at the last part of the shootout. So we usually don't mind bringing you the anthem a little bit of the pep band or the quiet. But let's go ahead and send it back down to public address announcer Gary Mitchell. He'll get tonight's starting lineup.
And the starting lineup for Providence Catholic, a 5'11 senior, number two, Tyler Pigeon. 6'4 senior, number three, Jake Roast. 6'6" senior, number four, Miles Boykin. 6'2" senior, number 20, Troy Howitt. And a 6'4" senior, number 22, Jack Brody. The head coach is Mr. Tim Trendell. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. 6 foot junior guard, number one, Ross. Devin Ross. 5'11 junior, 6'2" junior guard, number four, Meeker, Ethan Meeker. 5'9" senior guard, number 20, Range, JJ Range. 6'7" junior forward, number 23, Thompson, Eric Thompson. And a 6'1" junior forward, number 30, Shaw, Devontae Shaw. Assistant coaches are Steve Cheeseman, Ryan Hart, Matt Pogues, Steve Hawkins, and Dan Sullivan. The managers is Amanda Mines and is Amanda Lansing. And the head coach of the Silver Streaks, Mr. Mike Reynolds. Let's play basketball.
Thanks to public address announcer Gary Mitchell, and we are getting this one started. Now, 5 minutes later than scheduled. Eric Thompson in the midcourt circle along with Miles Boykin, a 6'6 senior. Seniors in the starting lineup. Six. And by comparison, Silver Streaks, with the changes in their lineups in the last month, four juniors and one senior. And we'll anxiously watch what Miles Boykin can do to lead this team. He will be a handful for the Silver Streaks. And the ball gets batted into the backcourt for Devin Ross to chase down. And Galesburg has the ball coming off. A 25-point win last night over Rock Island Alleman. Meeker slips, got knocked down at the top of the circle, got the ball away without being called for the turnover. Shaw down the right side, pump fakes twice, forces up a shot, and he initiates contact with the Celtics, and Cavante is going to get a couple of free throws out of the deal, and Silver Streaks won't mind that with their best free throw shooter at the line to start the game. Jack Brody picks up the foul.
You know, early on, just a heck of a play by Meeker. People might not appreciate it. He slipped and fell down. Most guys turn that ball over, but he had the presence to still, even though he hit his elbow on the floor, he's looking for a man. He got it dished off and saved the possession. One of those little things, but I really appreciated what Meeker did there.
And, of course, Meeker playing with that deep thigh bruise. I was talking to his dad earlier about how Ethan was doing, and he said anytime, you know, he kind of has to squat down or bend down a little bit, that's where it really hurts him. He thought he might be playing at 85%, but he said, you know, it's probably not going to get any better than that the rest of the season. He said the only thing that's really going to help that deep thigh bruise is to rest, and this is not the time of the season when the Streaks will be resting. 2-0 as Shaw hits two free throws to start the game. Bounce pass down low to Boykin, reverse direction, left side, cutting in for the basket, Jake Ross. And that ties the game at two. So well, both teams score on their opening possessions.
At least looking at this team warming up and what we're seeing, they may be one of the top teams we've seen all year. They remind us a lot of Maine South. We'll see as the night goes along, but this is a really solid group of strong athletes.
Devin Ross pulls up just outside the left high post. Misses the shot off the back rim. Rebound chased down by Brody. And here come the Celtics. 11-9 on the season under fifth-year head coach Tim Trendle. We're just underway in the final game of the BSN shootout. Up top, Ross fakes, drives down the left side. Thompson cuts him off, dishes it back out. Into the hands of Tyler Pygun at the top of the circle. And he backs all the way up into the midcourt circle. Thanks for being with us here on WGIL. Hope you're tucked in, settled in, ready for what's coming, at least in the forecast. And we appreciate you snuggling in a little bit with us here tonight on what looks to be a miserable weather weekend. Driving in from the left side. That's Boykin's strong move and nearly impossible to defend as he moves to the basket and lays it up with the left hand.
Yeah, it's 6'6". That is something else. That's a big-time move there.
He will guard Meeker. And now the switch. So Meeker fires the long three off the front of the rim. And the rebound by Howitt for Providence. You got to be careful. A couple of times I've been tempted to call him Ridgewood because that's the team that we've played in the past, both in basketball and football, and the team that played right before us here. Mm-hmm.
And
they
green.
Wear green, yeah. Driving in from the right side, spin move, shot over the head of Thompson, and then a double putback by Boykin. He missed the first one, got fouled on the second one.
Well, we're going to have to shoot the ball, I think, really well tonight.
Really well, yep.
We're not going to get much inside, so we are going to need everybody to be, as Mike Reynolds always likes to talk about, on their A game, shooting the basketball to have a chance in this one tonight.
And A game shooting has not been where the Silver Streaks have been, certainly within the last couple of weeks, and probably go back even to the King tournament and a little bit prior. Duke Blue Devils just finished the game on an 11-0 run and beat Virginia at Virginia.
Wow. Wow.
And their first loss of the season.
That's something else. And Duke really needed that.
Yeah, huge win for the Blue Devils.
4-3 in the conference.
JJ got away with a travel on the left wing.
He sure did.
Thompson cut off, reverses directions into the right corner, driving in. Ross with a right-hand floater up and in. His first basket cuts the lead to 5-4, streaks down by one.
Devin at his best, penetrating, extending. Terrific, terrific bucket by Devin Ross.
Up with that soft right hand on the move that's so tough to control. Here's Boykin with it on the left side. Miles Boykin, the 6'6 senior. We're going to watch him. Now driving in from the right side. They clear it out for Pygun. He takes it all the way in to the low blocks and up and in. So three different players now have scored for the Celtics. It's 7-4, Providence Catholic. First ever meeting between these two teams. Ross bringing it across midcourt, right in front of the Celtics bench, back to the top of the arc. Left side, Eric Thompson on the give and go. Bad pass, stolen away by Howitt, intended for Meeker, lays it up at the other end, and a foul on Eric Thompson could make it a three-point play.
Well, that's not a highlight film for Eric on either end. A horrible pass that you just cannot throw into the lane against anybody, much less a good team. And then he chased the play down, good hustle, but for some reason he didn't get up there and go for the block. He just reached up and tapped him on the arm and got the foul, and he's getting a lecture from Coach Mike Reynolds about that very thing right now.
And it's his second foul, too, which is really tough. So Cody Hawthorne pressed back into action again after a terrific game last night as Howitt finishes off the three-point play, and it's 10-4 Celtics, 3.5 minutes into the game. Ross across midcourt works around a Hawthorne screen. Cuts it off right, reverses back to Meeker for three, off the front of the rim. Rebound batted up by Hawthorne, won't go down. Pulling down is it Ross, into the front court for the Celtics. Skipping it back out, now right side. Fake three by Howitt, right back down low to Howitt. Pump fakes, low blocks, up and in, and a timeout by the Silver Streaks as Providence Catholic has taken a 12-4 lead. Just over 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter, a 30-second timeout.
Well, and you know, when Mike Reynolds scheduled this game, I'm sure he was really excited about the prospects. I'm sure he knew what Providence had. But
they had high hopes for this year, as we talked about it earlier.
And I'm sure Mike thought that he would have his whole team. But to take away Grant and Joe, you know, we've talked about it on end. But in a game like this, it really gets magnified.
Yeah.
Because Grant gives you the physical strength inside that would really come in handy in this one tonight, and the ability to score in so many different ways. And then Joe with that excellent perimeter shooting and maybe some quickness that could give these guys some problems. But without them, these guys, like I said, that are out there right now are going to have to play, well, maybe not perfect, but at their peak. And now we've got to make up an 8-point deficit already after the first 4 minutes.
Well, got to pick up the energy level a little bit. Certainly can't give in to them. Teams can start off hot. Just got to respond. Here's Meeker driving in from the left side. Jump stop, kicks it out to JJ. Fakes from the top of the arc. Found an opening in the lane. Floater off the back of the rim. Rebound Boykin. They're trying to get out with it now. Into the front court. Pygan pulls up. Now backs up. Top of the circle. Around range. Goes to the right side. Got caught in the air. Somehow got the pass away left side. And a three for Troy Howitt. He's got six in the quarter, and it's an 11-point lead now, 15-4.
Providence scoring in a variety of ways. They're 6 of 8 from the field and playing like it's their home court.
Meeker with it on the left side. Drives inside the free throw line, up with the right hand, in and out. Rebound knocked around, batted out to range. Now into the corner, Meeker for three. That one is short, twice off the rim, and into the hands of Boykin. Here comes Providence Catholic. Now they'll slow it down, and Boykin will walk it up from the backcourt. Just over 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Well, you know, again, so much more pressure on Ethan Meeker now that the other two guys aren't here to shoot the ball. And when he's cold from the outside, we don't have much from the perimeter. And he's just got to keep shooting and hope that he gets hot.
Here's a three on the left side. Rost again knocks it down. Troy Howitt, rather, not Rost. 18-4, Providence Catholic. Now a full timeout by Galesburg. 2:48 to go, first quarter. Streaks need to get it together. Down by 14, you're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
The Big Mac, so universally loved it has its own song. But it's not the only burger icon at McDonald's. Where's the song for the quarter pounder with cheese?
Got a lot of beef and cheese and beef, beefy, cheesy beef and cheese.
And beef.
The Big Mac and the Quarter Pounder with cheese. When you're hungry for some burger lovin', there's only one tune you need to know.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
WGIL congratulates Ronald Frakes of Galesburg. He won $20 when he was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations, Ronald, from WGIL.
18-4, Providence Catholic opening up in a big run. As Galesburg scored the first 2 points of the game on Kevontae Shaw free throws, but they have only one basket by Devin Ross. And the Silver Streaks, Jim, I have them 1 for 7 to start this game.
Yep.
So coming out of the Galesburg timeout, Mike Reynolds has already had to burn two here in the first quarter. Thompson, baby hook too strong off the backboard as he's back in playing with two fouls. Brody with a rebound. Providence into the front court, driving down the right side. Brody takes it right at Cody Hawthorne. And Cody gets called for a blocking foul, running down the lane trying to defend. And that's a third team foul on the Silver Streaks, all on the Galesburg big men inside. Lob on the inbound, out to Brody. Skips it left side, open for the 17-foot jumper from the left side, ball off the rim. Hawthorne gets a hand on it, tries to bat it back inbounds, a scramble for it, and Providence comes out with it, getting it away, and now the shot down low on a good look from the outside, and an easy lay-in right under the basket for Anthony DiNardi. So with the scramble, the Streaks were all sucked to the left side of the wing, and that cleared the lane open for DiNardi to drive, and they found him wide open. Ross shakes his man on the outside, pull-up jumper from 15 feet, and the Streaks badly needed that basket, down 20-6.
Yeah, Ross just faked like he was going left. Defender bit on it big time, and all he had to do was make a dribble to the right, had a wide open look, and finally got one down for us. Ross has 4 of our 6.
Boykin with it on the right side. Streaks down 20-6, minute and a half to go, first quarter. Up top driving, Pygan cut off by range. Looks like JJ might have got a hand on the pass out high, but it's deflected right over to Howitt. Now down low to Boykin. Trying to post up Ross. He reverses directions through the lane and up from the left side. Shot won't go down. The rebound comes right back to DiNardi for another crack for the Celtics. Driving down the right side, strong to the basket is Howitt. He has 11 in the first quarter. It's 22-6. Celtics running Galesburg out of its own gym here to start the game.
Well, so far this season, we felt like Maine South is probably the best team we have played. I will switch that in a hurry. These guys, I think, are just much more balanced. They can shoot it better from the outside, and they and Maine South both very solid, but Providence looks really good.
Meeker with a long three, won't go down. Rebound fought for. What a job by Cody Hawthorne to come up with it. Then he gets tied up with Boykin on the left side, and a reach-in foul called on Miles Boykin will be the second of the game against Providence Catholic. Heck of a job by Cody Hawthorne to fight off defenders, even to keep that ball alive initially. Keeping an eye on what's happening with some of the other Big Six teams. Moline, Rock Island, and Alleman all headed north tonight. Alleman is rallying, but still down by 8 in the fourth quarter. A pull up, and in the lane again, a floater from Devin Ross. He gets inside there and gets close to the basket for the right-handed teardrop. Other end, reverse layup, and Providence catches Streaks sleeping.
Well, that's another thing. You think traditionally some of the Catholic League teams we've played are very plodding. They would never even look for that pass, and these guys able to take advantage even of the long down court pass when you go to sleep.
We talked about in the pregame, this Providence team is coming together at the right time. They finally have their full roster, and they have some talent on this team. Streaks trying to hold for the last shot, down to 4 seconds to go. Ball poked away from the backside by Meeker, and the Streaks don't even get off a final shot. 24-8, Providence with the lead after one quarter at John Thiel Gym. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Well, Streaks have their hands full tonight, say the least. Down 24-8. Their biggest loss of the season was by 16 to Maine South. They're down 16 after one quarter here on their home floor.
You know, I remember Providence because it was the first time I'd ever gone to the Assembly Hall in Champaign. I was a junior in high school back in 78. Providence had Walter Downing and Barney Mines. They won the state title that year.
Streaks get a block on the other end with Boykin driving to the basket and a scramble for it up the near sideline. Diving on the floor, Shaw can't get a hand on it, and it goes out of bounds, and they'll get another possession here.
I think it was 79.
I was going to say 79, yep. But I was going to say you were there, so you would remember.
And then the next year was Maine South, but Walter Downing and company won it that year, and they were impressive.
Class A at the time.
Yep.
24-8, Celtics lead the Silver Streaks as we start quarter number two. Boykin on the outside. Devin Ross has become the Streaks' go-to defender against the other team's primary scorer with the losses of Gibson and Joe Williams in the last month. So Ross guarding Boykin. They keep it on the right side with Boykin roaming on the left side. This is Nate Vivoda, one of the key returnees within the last week and a half for the Celtics. Now on the left side it goes to Ross. Up top to Vivoda. Down low to Boykin on the high low. Gets it knocked out of his hand. Saves it to the outside. Shot up, rattles around, rims out. Cody Hawthorne with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg back quickly. Ross steps into a three. It's off the back of the rim. So a quick one and done for the Silver Streaks. We're getting pounded on the boards here tonight, getting dominated in the rebounding area.
Yeah, unlike last night, we had a lot of second and third chances. Not many of those are going to be available tonight against this big bunch.
This is Vivoda up top. Lob down low. Gets it to Ross. Trying to back his way in on Hawthorne. Turnaround jumper. Airmails it. Streaks with a weak side rebound, bringing it into the front court.
Ross looking for a foul after that, looked at the official and said, where was it? You really don't expect that too much because I'm thinking these guys probably bump and grind a lot of bit up in their league and don't get a whole lot of fouls. At least that was historically the way they'd play.
Streaks down 16. Here's Shaw. They left him open to shoot an 18-footer and he airballed on the weak side rebound. Hawthorne was there, but he was battling Rost for the rebound, and I think it came down to Cody unexpectedly. He was trying to get in position, and I don't think he expected the air ball, and it went off him out of bounds. Streaks, Jim, 3 of 13 shooting, I believe.
Yep, Providence 10 out of 16 right now.
Into the front court, walking it up Pigan. Neither team has scored yet in the second quarter. We're under 6 minutes to go before halftime. Oh, what a look. Bounce pass to the left side. And Rost cutting in from the left side on the baseline gets the feed. After Pigan had gone down to the low blocks, drew a double team. I don't even know how he saw him out there. Here's Shaw. Again, they back off him. He drives in and a blocking foul called on Vivoda. And that'll get Cavante to the free throw line where he scored his only 2 points so far tonight. First of the game on Nate Vivoda. Third team foul on Providence. Just under 5.5 minutes to go first half. Looking for the Streaks to find a way to start to cut into this lead. Build some energy. Not happening on the first free throw from Shaw.
You just feel a little like it's Rocky III. And the first match with Rocky against Clubber Lang is, I can't keep him off. I can't keep him off. And that just seems to be kind of the way we're, especially on the defensive end, trying to handle these guys.
Shaw to the free throw line for number 2, and it's good. 26-9. Galesburg down 17, under 5.5 minutes to go. They easily break the Streaks press. Vivoda driving in from the right side, and he gets the layup.
They've got all the answers so far. Everything Mike Reynolds is trying. Providence is more than prepared, and they got the people to take care of at the rim.
19-point lead now. Shaw into the left side. Thompson gives back to Cavante. Tries to work around a screen, but Brody went underneath it, so Shaw couldn't get freed up. Meeker on the outside. Looked like he wanted to square up for three, but he passes it away instead. Thompson gives to Ross. Thompson set a screen. Devin passes it away to Hawthorne instead. Cavante on the right side. Now working his way around the arc. Picked up by Boykin. Bounce pass too low, right through the legs of Cody Hawthorne. Tough pass from Cavante. Can't blame Cody for that one. And second turnover on the Streaks. But none yet for Providence. Streaks usually win the turnover battle. They haven't made many tonight, but none for Providence. And the full court press, they get a little bit of pressure here, but again, Providence breaks it, and then right down the line in the other way, and all Eric Thompson can do is reach from the backside of Rost driving to the basket. And that'll put Rost at the line. So three fouls now on Eric Thompson, 3 of the 4 Galesburg team fouls, and he's going to have to come out with 4.5 minutes to go in the first half.
Yeah, this is a game where we needed him to have a big game tonight against these this free throw against these guys, and now he's going to have to sit down again. Now, he got limited minutes last night, but the minutes that he got in the second half were very good. And as he sits down, he's getting another lecture from Coach Reynolds. But not so much tonight so far for Eric.
Rost to the free throw line for the second one, and it's now a 20-point lead for Providence Catholic, 29-9. Under 4.5 minutes to go, second quarter. What kind of a run do the Streaks have? This is the biggest deficit they have faced all season long, and certainly the earliest deficit that they face. The biggest first half deficit I can think of all season, Jim, is 8. On the outside, Ethan Meeker curls around to the left side. Now they force him to the baseline. He reverses it out to range on the opposite corner and back out to Ross. And Providence applauds that defensive effort.
Yeah, even the Maine South game, we were right there at halftime, just down a point.
Yep. Now Ross driving in from the right side, lost his footing, and runs into, actually he and the ball run into Troy Howitt, who is out of bounds when he got a hand on the ball, so the Streaks will hang on to it here. Galesburg still trying to break double figures in points here, down by 20 with under 4 minutes to go first half. Ross looking at a soft pass out to midcourt. Howitt anticipated it, intercepted it, driving in from the right side. Pigan reverses back down the lane and reversing directions up. Jack Brody with the shot. He went down the middle and then switched to the right hand. Another Galesburg timeout. 31-9 Providence. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
This is Michelle Bazzari with WGIL reminding you that the 45th annual AgMech Farm Expo returns to WIU's Western Hall next weekend, running from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday. At this free show, you'll see exhibitors from all sectors of the ag industry. For more information, click the calendar at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
.344 to go in the first half. Galesburg down 31-9. Mike Reynolds has already been forced to burn three timeouts just to try to get this ship, well, afloat somehow, let alone moving again. Streaks down 22. And Ross, Meeker, Range, Shaw, and Hawthorne are tasked right now with making something happen here before halftime. Range with it on the left side, puts the ball on his hip, now starts the dribble. They're just backing off him. Hawthorne on the outside, he's got all kinds of room to run, and on the outside they're going to call, well, who are they going to call? Where's the official point? I thought he was going to call it on Boykin as he, yeah, okay. So as he was running by Hawthorne, he reached back and kind of poked it out of Cody's hands. Gets called for the slap on the arm instead. 31-9, streaks down 22. Fourth team foul on the Celtics, second of the game on Miles Boykin. Hawthorne, left side Range. Down low, wide open Shaw. Good look, and the streaks caught him napping. Shaw with a reverse layup off the glass, and he has five in the game. And finally, the streaks are in double figures with 11.
Got all their defenders sucked out high up near the free throw line. He just cut down low, and yeah, that was a shock to everybody to see somebody in white wide open underneath the basket. Got our first bucket of the second quarter.
And I was just about to say, the streaks have been able to find no room to maneuver or anything happening on the inside, and suddenly, Kevontae's wide open under the basket. 2:45 to go, first half. A little patience here by the Celtics on offense. Streaks trying to pick up the defensive intensity. Ross on the outside, reverses directions with the dribble. Now gives off, driving through the lane, Brody. Dishes it to the right side, quick touch pass on the inside. Brody turned around with the two hands and gets fouled. They're very active around the basket and have been very tough for the Silver Streaks to defend here.
Well, and honestly, I think this magnifies a position that a lot of people in this area, basketball people, have been saying all year. It's not a very strong basketball year in throughout Central Illinois. You get up north, you know, it's a Providence. These guys got beat last night. who beats these guys? And you know, Mike Reynolds told us last night when he came up. We said, well, looks like Rocky and East Molina are going to lose at home. And he goes, well, that doesn't surprise me. This league isn't very good. You know, he just flat out said it. So I think this, again, bears it out. You go to Peoria, nobody's really all that good over there this year either. And you get exposed sometimes. And I guess that's how you get better. You realize you've got to step up your game.
Here's Ross losing his man outside. Then he just completely lost the handle on the dribble going down the middle of the lane. Well, Westchester St. Joe was the number one team in 3A for a while. Chicago St. Rita out of this league has been very strong this year. So more testimony to exactly what you're saying, Jim, in terms of the strength of basketball being up north right now. 33-11, Celtics lead here with just over 2 minutes to go in the first half. On the right side, Pigott cut off by Range. Lost a handle on the dribble, picks it up, steps in, then missed the baseline shot. Cody Hawthorne actively with the rebound. Ross cut off, driving in from the right side. He's swarmed over, skips it left side. Range for three from the corner, won't go. And Kevontae got a hand on the rebound, but so did Providence. It'll be out of bounds back to the streaks.
Well, still just one bucket here in the second quarter for Galesburg. A minute 46 to go.
And only six rebounds, right? Four of them to Cody Hawthorne.
Yeah. Turnovers have been low for both teams. What, two for us? None? They still have a turnover, don't they?
Non-existent,
oh my
right.
Gosh.
Yep. And that's very uncharacteristic of what Galesburg has been able to do against their opponents this season. Shaw briefly got a look at a three, and he hesitated, got double-teamed, so he has to pass it back to Meeker with 90 seconds to go in the first half. Range drives inside, skips it over left to Shaw. Now drives, dishes it off to Hawthorne, gets blocked. Clean block into the hands of Howitt. Here comes Providence pulling up on the right side with Howitt. Looking into the right corner. There's Vavoda with it. And they'll pull it back out. Into the midcourt circle, Brody. Down the lane, Ross. Left side, Vavoda on the elbow. Rost, spin move on Cody, and a block by Hawthorne at the opposite end. It goes out of bounds, and Providence hangs on to it.
Yeah, it was an interesting trip for us last time down the court. We did everything right. A nice assist would have been against 9 out of 10 teams we play. That's a bucket.
Yep.
But against these guys, it just got swatted away, and they were headed the other direction.
Under a minute to go, first half. Stepping into a three, moving right to left at the free throw line. Shot won't go down for Howitt. On the run, range with a rebound. Providence gets back, double teams JJ, and all he can do is, with his back to the basket, is flip it up and draw the foul and hope that they'll give him two shots for that. And that takes a pretty athletic move for JJ, even just to get off a shot there and get to the free throw line.
Yeah, he turned his body clear around, had his back to the basket when he threw that thing up there.
So JJ at the free throw line has been a struggle for him, as it has for many of the streaks from there, and the first one off the back of the rim. JJ on the season, just 9 of 22 now from the free throw line, just over 40%. Second one on the way, and that one's off the back of the rim. And three players swarm to the rebound. They're dominating the Silver Streaks in every aspect of the game here tonight so far. Range very often can bother so many players defensively with his quickness. And Tyler Pigott has matched him with the ball handling. Driving in from the right side, hitting the bottom of the rim. Hawthorne comes out with it, then throws it right to Tyler Pigott, and now they can back it up with 20 seconds to go and hold for the final shot. Down to 10 seconds to go. Pigott backs it all the way up to half court. And they set the offense. Driving in. He pulls up from 16 feet with a step back, airballs it, and it's out of bounds with 9-tenths of a second to go. And not much the Streaks can do with it, having to take it the length of the court here.
First time in the game they've missed four consecutive shots here down the stretch in the half.
Throwing it to Shaw from half court, and all he can do is turn quickly and heave it, and it's nowhere near the basket. Wow, rough, rough first half for the Silver Streaks, who trail heading to the locker room 33-11. They scored only 3 points in the second quarter. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half statistics, talk things over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman. Some major, major adjustments for Galesburg to make in the locker room. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Fanatic, a person with extreme zeal, bleeds the colors of their team, weathers the ups and downs, allows no excuse to stop them from standing in support, claps harder and cheers louder than all the rest. For true fanatics, Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kiwanis carries every item needed to make sure the world knows where you stand. Hoodies, sweats, flags, gym bags, backpacks, stadium chairs, the list goes on. With quality clothing brands like Under Armour and Nike, and shoe lines including New Balance, Adidas, Skechers, and K-Swiss, you'll never have to sacrifice your discerning taste for the team. Reed Loves, for true fanatics.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Well, Jim Lee, we've heard Mike Reynolds talk about other opponents so often, using the phrase, these guys are really good. They're really good. And a lot of times we just kind of look at that as coach speak. And,
sure.
You know, well, you know, your team's pretty good too, coach. And, you know, you have respect for the other team, but let's not overstate the fact. He's not overstating it tonight with this team.
No. Well, people look at that record and say 11-9. Well, how good can they be? Well, again, as you mentioned at the outset and as we talked with their coach, they were missing four players, and they've gradually worked all those guys and a couple of big ones back in there in Vavoda and Boykin, the both 6'6 seniors. And the rest of their starters are all strong as well. Jake Ross, 6'4". He's one of the All-State football guys, really good. Good shooting from the perimeter. And they've got the whole package. Watch them as the state tournament trail goes along. But again, like we said, they lost last night. They've just obviously got a super strong league up there right now. And we are on the receiving end of a real hammering here tonight. Are we playing our best? No.
No.
But I think you've got to attribute a lot of that to what they're doing to us. And this is the first game I can say, really, and I told you at the break, if we had Gibson and Williams, I still don't think we win this game. I'd love to see it.
Yep. But
well, and of course, that's why this game is on the schedule.
Sure.
Both of these coaches anticipated great things from their team this year. Streaks have gone from having everybody to not having everybody. Providence is just getting everybody back. So they're more in a position of what this game could have been than certainly we are right now.
Sure, sure. And not much left to say. I mean, the stat sheet tells the story just like the scoreboard does. It's complete dominance.
Halftime stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. And, well, let's wander through these dreary numbers here, Jim.
All right. Well, we will start wandering, first of all, with the Silver Streaks shooting. Boy, oh boy, 4 of 17 in the first. I don't know what's more startling, 4 field goals, the fact they've only got 17 shots off in the half, 23% for the Silver Streaks. And after a red hot start for Providence, they were 10 of 14 in the first quarter, go 3 of 9 in the second, so 13 of 22 at the break, still a pretty solid 59% for Providence Catholic. Rebounds right now in the corner of Providence, 13 to 8 on the glass, and they still have not turned the ball over one single time. We've had 5 of them, and that's probably the most startling statistic of them all.
Yeah.
Not even so much that we can't score against their big, strong defense, but them putting up a goose egg. I mean, their ball handling has been perfect. I mean, they haven't even come close to a turnover.
Not really. Well, the press that the Streaks put on that can be so effective against other teams didn't bother them at all.
No. I mean, you know, a lot of times you'll have a ball that's tipped or nearly intercepted. We haven't even had that. I mean, they have just been up to the task in every aspect of this game.
In 24 games this season, the Streaks have committed more turnovers than their opponent only 4 times in those 20 games. And a couple of those games, it had more to do with it being a blowout and some of those turnovers coming in the fourth quarter. So in some ways, those games really didn't even count. Here tonight, not even close. 3-point shooting, they've been pretty good there too. Celtics 2-for-2, so they made their only 2 3-point attempts. Silver Streaks 0-for-8 from behind the arc. 3-of-6 from the free throw line, and Providence is 5-of-7. We'll take a timeout. Come back, take a look at the individual scoring, and we'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. 33-11, Providence on top. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Bless you. You're okay. Oh, honey, you're okay. Maybe you're not okay. People say moms know best, and they do. But sometimes they need a second opinion. When that happens, there's no better place to turn than to the OSF Medical Group and Galesburg Clinic. There you'll meet some of the area's top pediatricians, experts in helping your little ones feel all better again. Moms wish hugs and kisses could fix little sniffles, big owies, and everything in between. But when worst comes to worst, children need the best care possible. That's why our pediatricians are available day or night, even weekends. Plus, you'll have access to the entire OSF Healthcare Network for a wide variety of specialized care. Learn more about how OSF pediatricians can give you and your children care that's altogether better at osfgalesburgclinic.org/pediatrics.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, this is Mandy Balser with WGIL. Seminya McCord lends the vocals to A Love Supreme, the spiritual face of jazz, at Knox College on Friday, February 20th. Great jazz with guest appearances by the Emoja Gospel Choir and others to benefit Allen Chapel AME Church and the Knox Jazz Program. Check our calendar for more info.
Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
It's a look at the official WGIL forecast. There's a winter storm warning until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Rain turning to snow, 3 to 5 inches this evening into tomorrow morning. Low around 30 tonight, blustery snow tomorrow. Areas of blowing snow in the afternoon, 2 to 4 inches of additional accumulation. High of 32, temps falling into the 20s late afternoon. Tomorrow night, cloudy, blustery, maybe a little more snow, low of 6 currently. It's 33.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium, 33-11. The Celtics of Providence Catholic leading the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Individual scoring, Troy Howitt leads all scorers with 11. In fact,
He has as many points as the Silver Streaks do in the first half. Jake Rost with 7. Nate Favoda and Jack Brody each with 4. Miles Boykin has 3. Tyler Pygun and Anthony DiNardi each have 2. So everybody who's gotten into the game for the Celtics has scored. For the Silver Streaks, Devin Ross has 6. Kevante Shaw, 5. That's it. Nobody else has scored. Ethan Meeker is 0 for 5 from the field. J.J. Range has missed 2 shots and 2 free throws. Eric Thompson has taken only 1 shot, has no rebounds in the first half. And Cody Hawthorne missed his only shot. He leads the Streaks with 5 rebounds, but shots alone, let alone baskets, are hard to come by here tonight for the Silver Streaks. Those are our halftime statistics. Gave you the team numbers before the break. Our halftime coaches interview is brought to you by Craddy Insurance. And Jim Lee is going to talk things over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman here as the team is back out onto the locker room. From the locker room with only a minute 40 to go before halftime. And let's find out what they talked about in the locker room. And Steve joins Jim Lee now, and pretty frank things down there, I'm guessing. Jim?
All right. Well, Steve, I'm not sure what you draw up in the locker room to come back against a team this good.
Yeah, they're very good, but we didn't play very well, Jim. And we talked in there about not getting loose balls and not running the offense and screening. That's unacceptable. We have lots higher standards than that, and I thought that we dropped the ball on that kind of stuff in the first half, and we talked to you about getting back to playing Galesburg Silver Streaks basketball where you're fundamentally sound and you run offense and you execute and you guard like mad down here. I thought that we backed down some, and that's something that's not acceptable to us, and our guys have too much pride, and we have too much pride for that, and we'll rectify that here.
And, you know, we knew we'd have to probably shoot it really well tonight to stay in this, and that's not really coming to us either.
No, it's not. And it's a matchup nightmare for us here against them. But we've got to find a way to make those adjustments, run our basic and get slips there to the basket and see what happens. We got to go one possession at a time here.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you, Jim.
Our thanks, as always, to Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime. 33-11 is the lead for Providence Catholic. Elsewhere around the area in high school boys basketball, our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and in Knoxville. I'm loving it. Earlier here today, it was Knoxville over Edinburgh, 51-45. Tyler Houston for the Blue Bullets had 20 in that game. Let's see, QND in the game right before this, 63-53 over Ridgewood. Galesburg girls, 69-49 winners over Taylorville. Earlier here in this shootout, up north, Rock Island defeated Wheaton Warrenville South 72-50. Rock Island Alleman just lost to Wheaton St. Francis. Give you a final score on that one as we're underway here in the third quarter. Devin Ross, J.J. Range, Kevante Shaw, Cody Hawthorne, Ethan Meeker. Ross with a pull-up jumper at the free throw line, misses it, fading to the right baseline, trying to get the rebound, knocks it out of bounds. It'll go back to Providence Catholic. So Streaks trying to get some points on the board to start the second half. And can't get that accomplished either. Let's see, trying to get a final on that Wheaton North Moline game from earlier. Again, Moline, Rock Island on a backdoor cut right down the lane, and Tyler Pygun burns the Silver Streaks with a little reverse layup flip up from the low blocks. It's 35-11. Meeker across midcourt. Backdoor cutting Ross, but Pygun stays right with him. Now they clear out for Meeker. He'll fade back, blocked by Boykin. Loose ball picked up off the floor by Pygun into the front court, driving, layup. Ross stepping in with it for his 9th point. It's 37-11. Jim, at this point, you start to wonder if the Streaks are going to score 20. As the shots have just been hard to come by, let alone make. Their defense has been terrific. Their offense has been solid, well executed. Range bothered now on the perimeter with the dribble, has to pick it up on the left elbow. Up top, now arriving in right side, Ross cut off. Hawthorne down the lane with a jump stop. His shot is blocked, reaches in from the backside. Does not get called for the foul as Jack Brody comes down for the rebound. Driving the other direction, Boykin lost it. And then coming out with it, Ross apparently stepped on the baseline and the Streaks give it right back.
First turnover by Providence, it lasted a second.
Yeah.
Then they got it right back.
And on their end of the floor, too. Lobbing it out to Boykin. He'll give way to the right side. Streaks has done a nice job on Boykin. He's been a non-factor offensively as he sat on the bench with 2 fouls for most of that second quarter. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Streaks trail by 26. Spin move driving in from the right side and a strong move to the basket with a finger roll off the backboard for Brody. 39-11. They've scored the first 6 points of the second half, which is exactly what the Silver Streaks did not need. Meeker trying to shake somebody on the outside. Into the game, Darius Sammons for the Silver Streaks for some ball handling duties. Here's Meeker, gets an open three, left corner, in and out. Rebound Boykin, who's got 6 boards for Providence Catholic. Meeker 0 for 7 from the field tonight, 0 for 5 from three-point range.
Well, as you probably could tell from Steve Cheeseman, coaches got into him a little bit there at halftime. I could tell Grant Gibson when he came out. I mean, obviously he's on crutches and not playing, but you can see the pained expression on his face, I think. You know, obviously not being able to play in this game, but also by what I'm sure was not a real fun halftime in that locker room.
A rare miss by Providence Catholic, which Cody Hawthorne rebounded for the Streaks. He has 6 boards in this game. Shaw trying to shake a man on the outside, leans in, gets a shot off in the lane, but the shot rolls off the rim. Rost with a rebound for Providence, and they bring it up court, leading by 28. Silver Streaks with only 11 points in the game tonight. On the right side, Brody. Up top to Rost. Looking, now he'll put the ball on the floor. Spin move in the lane on Hawthorne. Draws contact, and he's going to the free throw line.
Last time we had a 20-point game was that offensively challenged team that did it up in Rock Island a number of years ago. We had to get a three-pointer in the final minute from Ryan Carl, if I remember right, to even get to 20, or we were going to have 17 that night. But you never dreamed that this team would be held to that, even without Gibson and Williams. And we may, at some point, I think Providence will send in their second unit, and we'll probably score some points. But against their first unit, it's every point has been tough to come by.
Misses the first. Rost makes the second free throw. 3 points in the quarter. He's in double figures for 10 now. Hillsburg still looking for its first points of the second half with 4:43 to go in the third quarter, trailing 40-11.
It really almost feels like we're playing a small college team out here. That's the difference in their size and physical strength than most of the Silver Streaks.
And Gelsberg turns it over. Ross down along the low baseline, loses the handle on it. 7 turnovers on the Streaks. Again, only one in the game for Providence Catholic. Streaks will put on the full court pressure. This usually energizes this team, especially coming off a basket. But Providence Catholic has had no problem with that even tonight, as the Silver Streaks pride themselves on their defensive effort, and it hasn't been there tonight. And now, even with a near steal from Cody Hawthorne or the bounce pass down low, can't even handle that one and get a break and try to get out with it.
Really enjoyed the conversation with their coach, Tim Trendle, before the game. The first thing I did, I said, "Coach, I got to compliment you on your look tonight. It's this bright purple shirt with a purple tie and another bucket this time for Brody. Jack Brody, a bank shot from the right side. It's 42-11, but no, I said, you're not exactly going with the school colors there."
I thought about that, too.
They're green. But you can't miss him down there on the sidelines. Looks like a Rush Limbaugh tie, one of those electric ties on top of the purple shirt.
On the left side, J.J. Raines. They'll back off him. He does not shoot the ball. Gets it up top to Cody Hawthorne. Tries to bounce it into Eric Thompson. Backing his way in, up with the right hand, short off the front of the rim. Hawthorne got a hand on the rebound. And then Providence, just another heads-up play, falling out of bounds, throws it off Thompson as Brody had a hand on it. And then threw it off Thompson to save the rebound, and they'll get it back, leading by 31. This is one of those scores that, you know, when other people see it, if they're not aware of what the Silver Streaks have gone through in the last month with their personnel, here's a drive in from the left side, and a blocking foul on Thompson will be his fourth. People will look and wonder how this team was ever 17-0. Ranked third in the state at one time, and then at least at this point, having scored only 11 points in what's looking like the Streaks are just going to be out of this one. And
well, I'm sure Mike Reynolds hates it in a number of aspects.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't like to lose, period, and lose big, but the fact that he invited Providence Catholic down here for what he thought was going to be a really good game and had hoped, even without all of our horses, that we could give them a good contest, and I'm sure he's probably standing there thinking, boy, I've wasted their time to come down here and not give them any more of a game than this.
One of two from the free throw line is DeNardi, and then the Streaks don't block out, and 6'6", Nate Vivoda fills the lane and chases down the rebound. 43-11, a 10-0 run to start the second half for Providence. Driving in Boykin. Oh, Cody Hawthorne got a block on it, and then a scramble for the loose ball. Rebound fought for, still on the floor. Everybody's on the floor except three players. And finally, a travel called.
Yeah, he got it on the floor and then went up to his knees, and that's where they called the travel on the Silver Streaks.
And I guess they call it on who, Myler? Is Myler the one who finally came out of there?
I think
with
so,
that?
Yep. Leave it to the football player to be on the floor.
Against a football-oriented team. There's another block on Boykin driving into the basket. And the Streaks have rejected him twice now in the lane. Now Meeker with a jump stop through the lane past a man and gets the shot to roll through with 2:47 to go in the third quarter. And the Streaks finally score, and Meeker gets his first points of the game.
We had only one field goal in the last 12 minutes, 14 minutes.
Streaks called a timeout with 3:44 to go in the first half after scoring their ninth point. So it was sometime after that when they got their next basket. So a good 2.5 minutes probably remaining in the second half. So, yeah, almost a full quarter. Providence has extended things out to the corners, walking up, stepping up, and firing a three to Tyler Pygon. He was dribbling the ball between his legs out high. Streaks were watching him. So he just moved his way up to the top of the arc and fired it. And he's got 7 in the game now, 46-13. Myler with it left side over to J.J. Range on the wing. J.J. trying to curl around to get freed up. Hawthorne comes up top for it. Hands off to Meeker. Cutting through the lane, Devin Ross. So Meeker will dribble instead. Tries to cross over his man down the lane. Double pump scoop shot. Gets blocked out of bounds by Vivoda. And the Streaks get it back. They just don't buy anything, do they?
No. Well, and four of their five starters would be all-conference Western Big Six right now. I mean, no ifs, ands, or buts. I mean, that's what's unfair. You got a couple of star players, and then you add in a couple others who are really, really good, too, and they're
Meeker misses a long three, rebounded by Brody, taking it all the way to the other end. Comes up short of the shot, rebounds his own miss. Ball on the floor, Providence hangs on to it. Brody has 7 rebounds in the game for Providence. Minute 13 to go, third quarter. 46-13 is the Celtics' lead. Mike Reynolds doing a long, slow burn on the sideline watching his team here tonight. There's been no explosion. He's just simmering as Brody loses Cody Hawthorne, totally spins away from him. Cody was left standing flat-footed, and it's 48-13. 6.5 for Brody, 10 for the game. Jumper at the other end won't go down. And another rebound by Providence. How many offensive rebounds did the Streaks have in this game, Jim?
I got three.
One? Oh, three.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's three. Seems like they've had only 3 rebounds, period, the whole game.
2 of them were in the first quarter.
Under 30 seconds to go. Faking the pass and then taking it all the way to the basket. Pygon. Those are the kinds of things I was talking about, that Providence doesn't bite on any of those fakes. They don't bite on the head and shoulder fakes. They don't bite on the pass fakes. Well, he totally pass faked the Silver Streaks and it left him wide open for a layup as Devin Ross hits a three at the other end. 50-16, Streaks down by 34. They left Ross open long enough to get a clean look at it. Down to 4 seconds to go, a three to answer for Brody, and he's well off the mark at the end of the third quarter. A rare miss by the Celtics, who lead it 50-16 after three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. Next Saturday night, Eternity Road takes the stage for the Abingdon Firemen's Auxiliary Valentine Fundraising Dance at the American Legion. It's 8 to midnight with a raffle and dessert auction, $5 cover. Check the calendar for more info at WGIL.com.
WGIL, local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Well, not much to say from John Field Gymnasium. Silver Streaks down 50-16. heading into the final quarter.
Kids are trying. You know, it's just a complete mismatch out here tonight.
Yeah.
I know Coach Reynolds will feel like they could have done more things to compete.
Certainly.
And you know, he'll probably be right in some respects, but there aren't enough clipboards in the world to draw up a way that you win this game. It just outmanned at most every position.
And to top it all off, Providence Catholic has the ball to start the fourth quarter, leading 50-16. In shootout games, sometimes you get continuous clock. I heard Gary Mitchell announce something during the quarter break, but I couldn't tell for sure if that's what he was saying. We were wondering, because in high school basketball, if teams ahead by 30 points in the fourth quarter, it's continuous clock and a tie-up. Is that Brody who lost his footing? We've seen a couple of players out here slip and fall trying to plant the foot. It was actually Troy Howitt, and on the tie-up, Meeker got in there, and Strix are going to get it back here. And the clock does stop, so no continuous clock.
Turnover number two?
Yep.
Well, they're getting sloppy.
Yeah. None in the first half, one in each quarter of the second half. Salmons with it on the left wing. Down to the baseline, Thompson. High post shot, Shaw from the left side missed it. Gets his own rebound, driving in, runs into two trees. Lost the handle on the way up, and Howitt picks the ball up off the floor. Well, even with an offensive rebound, Streaks can't make anything out of it. We played a minute of the fourth quarter. Streaks on their way to their sixth loss of the season. Providence Catholic looking for win number 12. Up high, Rost. Shaw drops down low. Now the pass goes out to Eric Justice, a 6-foot junior, into the game for the first time for the Celtics. Out high, Jack Brody. Left side, Rost cutting in. Runs into Thompson, playing with four fouls. Tries to duck underneath, forces up a shot. Good defense by Eric not to pick up his fifth. Shaw with the rebound. Into the front court, other direction. Meeker with it. Now the long three on the way. Ball batted around. Loose ball on the floor, and Shaw's going to get called for a foul as he came up the backside of Justice, reached out, hooked him, knocked him down. Just the first of the game on Cavante. Haven't been a whole lot of fouls called in this game either, Jim.
Well, at this point, you start looking at a lot of different things. Have you noticed their uniforms?
I did.
The white around the collar makes them look like they all have collars on. The white around the back then ends.
Like a priest collar.
Yeah, exactly.
Not like a collar.
Right.
And I also noticed the kind of beading effect of the white down the sides. It almost on those dark black, I mean really jet black jerseys, almost makes it look like it lights up a little bit.
Well, it's hard to read the numbers.
The numbers are impossible. Yeah. They're black numbers with green, dark green trim.
Hunter green on the numbers, yeah.
Their third turnover as the Streaks come out with it, 5:40 to go in the game, down 34. If you're just joining us, yes, you heard that right. Streaks are down 34. Meeker with a long three, twice off the rim, rebounded by Brody for Providence Catholic. He has 8 rebounds into the game.
Boy, Ethan's had a tough weekend shooting. What did he make?
Sure,
two shots last night.
He had only 7 points. Made only one shot here tonight. Down to 5:20 to go in the game. Sixers really have to pick themselves and put themselves back together with 2 more tough ones next week. Moline and DeKalb. Driving in from the right side, cut off there, skipping it back out. I'm remembering that as DeKalb the following weekend.
No, it's next weekend.
It's next weekend.
Yep. And it's up there.
Yep. Tough road trip. There's a push called on Shaw, guarding his man Brody on the left sideline. Under 5 minutes to go in the game. DeKalb's had a very solid season in Class 4A. They're hoping maybe to make some postseason noise.
Yep. Yeah, the following weekend is Valentine's Day, the 14th. Streaks have Swirl here, so yeah, that
it'll be senior night, early senior night with Quincy
on the
town.
13th.
Yeah. So that'll be the last home game. Driving to the baseline, Streaks cut him off, skipping it back, and around the circle they go, right side to Boykin. Down low to Vivoda, low blocks, tries to pass it back out, and it's stolen away by Mangieri. 4 turnovers now by Providence. Into the front court, Mangieri. Left corner, Shaw fakes. Now drives the baseline. Reverse layup. Threw it up, straight up into the air. Didn't catch anything. Gets his own rebound. I don't know where he came from to get that one. And he's fouled on the putback.
They don't give you anything easy, do they? Geez. Every trip to the basket has been a real adventure for the Streaks tonight. They're trying. I mean, they're
Man, he gave it 100% flying down that baseline, getting his own rebound. Nothing pretty about it, but he's getting some free throws for his efforts.
And makes the first one. Only the first foul of the second half called on Providence. Only the 15th foul they've had all game. So they didn't even do that wrong, do they?
Yeah. They've been as close to perfect in many aspects. It's getting a little sloppy. They've had three fourth-quarter turnovers, but they've been something else.
Streaks are winning the quarter, by the way. That was the first point for either team.
Well, let's
and he makes them both.
If we keep playing deep into the night, maybe we'll slowly catch up, huh?
50-18, Streaks down 32. 4:20 to go in the game. Well, we could tell very early on in the first quarter the Streaks had their hands full here tonight, and they have just not had a response all evening long. Their biggest offensive output in a quarter was 8 in the first quarter. They scored 3 in the second and 5 in the third. And Providence almost toying with the Silver Streaks right now with the ball handling, just trying to run clock with under 4 minutes to go in the game.
Pygon's really good. He is a really good ball handler. That's a travel.
And they do call it.
Not on Pygon.
Dominic Monsiveas on the left corner. They've had 4 turnovers in the quarter. 5 for the game at a time in which it really doesn't matter with under 4 minutes to play. And the Streaks have not really taking the starters out yet. Mangieri, the only bench player in there right now for the Streaks, is Shaw's three-pointer, rims in and out on the opposite side. A lot of the starters still in for Providence Catholic. Boykin with the rebound, and then a good job by Meeker to get back defensively and get the block on Monsiveas. Left side three. That won't go down for Devin Ross. Boykin with his 8th rebound of the game. Back they come quickly. And not so quickly. Boykin pulls up. He's still in the backcourt. Now gets it into the front court against Ross. Driving, fakes the pass, over his shoulder, dishes it out, 3 on the way, rims out. Ross with the rebound. Silver Streaks down by 32 with 3 minutes to go in the game. Ross, right corner, Mangieri, shot blocked by Boykin, out of bounds, back to Gillespie.
Streaks 0 of 6 in the quarter, 2 of 17 in the half. See, 8 of 36 from the field.
About 20, well, not quite 20%. What, 22.5%? Meeker on the right wing, under 3 minutes to go in the game. Ross on the outside, now a 3 by Mangieri. Off the mark, and Thompson gets called for pushing off on the weak side, and he's fouled out of the game. Well, maybe we should start taking some listener questions about what they want to hear from Mike Reynolds at the end of the game, because, well, I don't know that there's really a whole lot to ask him here tonight, because it's been pretty obvious what we've seen out here.
Yeah. You know, yeah, it's going to be a tough post game. I mean, it's a dual thing. Yeah, he's not going to be happy with what his team did tonight, but, when he stands back and looks at the big picture.
Here's a steal by Myler. Bad pass on the left side. Nick at the other direction takes it coast to coast for the layup. Myler's giving a little energy off the bench here tonight. And the Streaks do get to 20, thankfully, with under 2.5 minutes to go in the game.
And they finally have all of their starters off the floor. And so maybe we can make a little hay here in the last 2 minutes.
On the right corner, up top, Monsiveas working his way to the right side. Guarded there by Darius Sammons. Darius gets a hand on it. Not enough to force the steal, though. Now into the hands of Josh Lara, a 6-foot junior. To the outside, Kasim Mukahal, with under 2 minutes to go in the game. Driving down the lane, Griffin Deucing. Step back shot from about 10 feet away. Missed it. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Providence. Now the Streak starting to put some other players into the game. So on the floor right now, Cal Morling, Mark Mangieri, Nick Myler, Memphis Nicholson, and Darius Sammons as Ross and Meeker, the final starters to leave the game for the Streaks. Down 30 with under 2 minutes to go. Nicholson gets it back from Mangieri, top of the circle, left side. Mark drives to the top of the high post. Now back to Nicholson, over to Mangieri, left corner Morling, baseline, skips it back out. Myler driving into the lane, puts the ball on his hip like a football, appropriately enough, but he can't get the shot down over the front of the rim. Into the front court. Providence, under a minute and a half to go in the game. Backing up Lara in the midcourt circle, guarded there by Myler. Dave's auto body crunch time player of the game, Jim. Maybe none tonight.
I think we're going to take a pass tonight. I can't imagine finding a good nominee in this one.
Devin had 6 of the 8 points in the fourth quarter, but when you're down by 16, those 6 points are important in terms of not getting shut out in the game. But
no, he did get to the 20-point mark.
Yep. Turnover on an offensive foul, actually an illegal screen set by Josh Lara. So they've now turned it over 7 times, 6 of them here in this fourth quarter, with a minute to go in the game. Mangieri left side, Nicholson, bounce pass Myler. Good ball movement by this unit in right now as Moreland gets down to the low blocks on a double team, gets fouled going up for the shot. Cal to the free throw line. This will be only a 2nd attempt of the season.
Well, unfortunately for Providence, we're not trying to get this thing over in a hurry so they can get on the bus to beat the weather. They had planned all along to stay overnight. If the weather gets, you know, the high side of the snow totals, and they may be watching the Super Bowl at Buffalo Wild Wings tomorrow, right, in Galesburg, yep, rather than trying to drive home. We'll see how that goes.
Moreling makes both free throws, so he's in the books with 2. 50-22, which is pretty close to that score you were talking about earlier, Jim, up at Rock Island a few years ago. Wasn't a whole lot different than this one here tonight. Driving down the lane on the give and go, and then the bounce pass to the outside. Driving in from the right wing, ball in the lane, deflected, stolen away by Myler. Leading it into the front court. Nick with a step past his man, but he's going to get called for traveling.
Yeah, one of the bigger differences, that team that year set some records for offensive futility throughout the course of the year. This team has not had quite this problem, although we have been more of a team that plays in the 40s ever since we lost Joe and Grant than the team that was averaging well above that prior to our losses.
There's a deflection in the backcourt, but Providence will hang on to it. And you mentioned it last night, Jim, and I think we talked about it earlier tonight, if I'm not mistaken. Here's a miss on the weak side. Myler comes out with a rebound. Driving it into the front court, Sammons cutting in from the left side, overthrows the basket on the low blocks. Weak side rebound by Providence coming out with it. Into the front court, down the lane, scooping it up, and there's their first basket with 12 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Jaheim Mukahal knocked it down.
All the players on the bench up smiling. The starters happy to see one of their reserves get a bucket.
2 seconds to go. Mangieri dishes it out. Streaks won't get off a final shot. I was going to say, and it's worth reiterating, a team that can lose 35 points with its top 2 scoring players and still be as competitive as they have tonight. This is not who they are. They lose by 30, 52-22 to a very good Providence Catholic team. And the postgame show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith. Remember mud from Cherry Street? Well, it's back in some local grocery stores. We'll talk about it with Kit and CeCe Wilcox Monday morning at 8:10 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Not much to get excited about here tonight as the Streaks lose by 30 to Providence Catholic. Celtics improved to 12-9. Galesburg drops to 19-6. And we'll have post-game coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball in just a moment here. And again, worth reiterating, no Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game tonight. I don't know who it would be. It's not that the kids didn't play hard, but
Nope, still
and
love
Mike Reynolds will say it wasn't hard enough. We know that.
Still love the kids. Great kids. Give it all they got. Normally very competitive, but completely overmatched tonight. If we played them again tomorrow, I don't know the score would be a whole lot different.
So we'll go ahead and get to our post game here in just a moment. 52-22 the final, and stay tuned for our post game statistics, our word with Streaks coach Mike Reynolds, and it will be just about that, just a word or two. We're not going to keep the coach very long tonight because it's pretty obvious what happened here. So we'll get you to the post game when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance will help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our out-of-home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
But sometimes maybe all you want is a hug. That's where the Cuddler app comes in. It's a location-based meeting service that connects and matches people who just want to hug total strangers. It encourages you to hug any age or gender, regardless of whether you find them attractive or not. They say it's gentle, no pressure, intimacy. Hugging complete strangers. What could possibly go wrong with that? What could possibly go wrong?
If it's happening in the digital world, Kim Commando will tell you about it. Sunday mornings, 9 to noon on WGIL. WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
This is Michelle Bazzari with WGIL. Looking for some college money? Galesburg Community Foundation is now accepting scholarship applications for students who reside in Knox and Warren counties. Deadlines vary for each one, so check the info on our calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in Galesburg.
It's a look at the official WGIL forecast, a winter storm warning until 9 p.m. tomorrow night, with rain turning to snow, 3 to 5 inches of possibility. Tonight into tomorrow morning, low of 30, blustery snow. Blowing snow in the afternoon, 2 to 4 inches of extra accumulation, high 32 tomorrow, low 6 tomorrow night with a chance of snow, high 16, sunny on Monday currently. It's 32 and you're listening to Galesburg Radio 14.
With final stats and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
52-22, the final, as Providence Catholic runs the Silver Streaks out of their own gymnasium. Hard to believe that Galesburg ever had a lead in this game, but Kevante Shaw scored the first 2 points from the free throw line. That was their only lead. Providence came back, tied the game at 2, took a 5-2 lead. It got down to 5-4, and that was as close as we were the rest of the way. 24-8 after one quarter, 33-11 at halftime. And the only quarter that the Streaks outscored the Celtics was 6-2 in the fourth quarter, and still lost by 30 here tonight. Our post-game statistics. Jim, I think we've got them all added up, haven't we?
Yep, didn't take too long to add the shooting numbers.
Brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you listen to these awful numbers.
Yeah, pretty miserable shooting night, to say the least. I don't know that I've seen a lower percentage that we've ever had. 7 of 40 from the field, 17.5%. That pretty well is the only stat you need, but we'll run down the rest of them. Providence, 21 of 42, 50%, and that included them just going 1 for 6 in the fourth quarter, in fact, only making 2 of their last 10 shots. Up until that, well, they were 20 of 36 after three quarters, and they were spot on. Rebounding total, as you might guess, Providence a domination there, 32-18 on the glass. Turnovers 10 by Galesburg, 8 on Providence. Again, 7 of those turnovers, though, in the fourth quarter when they had put in a number of their reserves, and it was garbage time, so to speak, at that point. So, the numbers, there's no way you can get out a brush and paint this one pretty from any angle for the Silver Streaks, other than the fact that it's over and we'll try again Friday night.
Celtics 3 of 5 from 3-point range, 7 of 11 from the free throw line. Galesburg just 1 of 15 from behind the arc, 7 of 10 from the free throw line. So there's one positive, at least the way the free throw shooting has been going as of late. Troy Howitt leads Providence Catholic in scoring with 11. Jack Brody, Jake Rost had 10 apiece. Tyler Pygun with 9. Nate Vivoda had 4. Miles Boykin, Anthony DiNardi with 3. And Kasim Mukahal with the last bucket of the game for 2 points. For the Silver Streaks, Devin Ross, 9 points leading the way. Nobody in double figures for the Streaks tonight. Kevante Shaw had 7. So 16 of their 22 right there. Ethan Meeker, Cal Morling, and Nick Myler had the other 2 points each for the Silver Streaks. We'll take a timeout. Hope to talk with Coach Mike Reynolds when we come back. 52-22 the final. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button today at participating sponsors. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
It makes you wonder how long Mike Reynolds might stay in the locker room with this team tonight, because, you know, it's you anticipate almost that it's going to be one of those heart-to-heart discussions. I don't see him on a night like this necessarily down there in a throw chairs, slam lockers kind of a mood, just laying it out for the kids, and is kind of what, and we'll ask him when he gets up here, but you know, it's the kind of night where you may have to take quite a bit of time in the locker room to really tell the kids. First of all, as you and I were just talking, Jim, you hope that it doesn't completely decimate what this team is capable of doing the
right.
rest of the season.
You don't want to go into a tailspin because you've lost all your confidence out here on the court against these guys, for sure. And, you know, it's at that point I don't think, you know, the head coach blowing up is going to do any good either. And it's a lot easier to, when you're sitting above the court here at an angle just calling the game and going home, than it is if you're the head coach to say this. But we just got overwhelmed by a much better opponent tonight.
Overwhelmed, yeah.
Just pure and simple. It's one of those I really don't even feel that bad walking away. I mean, yeah, we could have played a little better and maybe scored, 35 points instead of 22. But we were just so overmatched that I don't even feel bad. The kids did what they could. I'm sure Mike's going to tell us that they could have done a lot of things better or competed better in a certain way. But, this is a lot easier to walk away from this night, I think, than it was the two Fridays where we lost to Rock Island and UT. We played great. I mean, we played really as good as this team can and came up just a few points short. And you're thinking, oh, if a few free throws, we have to be undefeated in the Western Big Six. That hurts.
Right, yeah.
This one, to me, doesn't hurt because these guys, are just so good.
Well, and it doesn't hurt your seeding necessarily.
Because Manual and Central are going to get the top two seeds.
Probably.
No way that we're going to avoid that.
Although I think Galesburg would still have a good argument for the top seed because they haven't exactly been overwhelmingly dominant on their end either. But they're just healthy right now.
And they're going to point to strength of schedule,
sure.
I think, too.
So the Silver Streaks fall here tonight, 52-22. So looking ahead, as you said, Jim, next Friday night here at home against Moline, a game the Silver Streaks, with that loss by Rock Island up at home last night to Quincy in double overtime, really opens things back up in the Western Big Six. So Moline is, a game back at the Silver Streaks. Galesburg and Quincy are tied at 4-2, game back at Rock Island. Quincy's another game back, Moline is another game back, so that's going to be a major motivation on their part coming in here next week, trying to get tied up with Galesburg, and they don't want to rule themselves out of the conference race either, although they got 3 teams ahead of them, but that was a huge win for them over UT last night.
Yeah, just what happened last night was a whole landscape change in the Western Big Six.
Yeah.
I mean, because if Rocky goes ahead and wins that at home, and UT beats Moline, everybody's really kind of conceding it to almost to Rocky at that point. But now,
because UT had to win out and needed help from other people because they started off 0-3.
Yeah, and the fact that they would, you know, gone on that run in January, I think they were thinking maybe they could do that. And so Moline put an end to that idea. You know, now the Maroons, they're an up-and-down team. I mean, they can be pretty good or have a pretty tough night, and that's hopefully they'll have a tough one down here on Friday night because that's the one we'll want to get next weekend. We're going to be heavy underdogs going up to DeKalb next Saturday night.
Well, Moline had a tough one tonight. Three Western Big Six schools went up to the suburbs to play in basically a shootout up there, and Moline lost to Wheaton North 64-40. Wheaton St. Francis beat Alleman 50-38. Rock Island did win over Wheaton Warrenville South 72-50. Earlier here tonight, Knoxville a winner over Edinburgh. Tyler Houston led the way for the Bullets with 20. Quincy Notre Dame a winner over Ridgewood 63-53. And the Galesburg girls 20-point winners over Taylorville 69-49. Grant Gibson is out of the locker room. He is the first member of the team we've seen come out, so that's an indication maybe that the post-game discussion is breaking up. So we'll take a final timeout here on our post-game coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball. We'll see if we'll have a word with Coach Mike Reynolds when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, this is Mandy Balzer with WGIL. Save your appetite for the 67th annual All-You-Can-Eat Lions Club Pancake Festival. It's at First United Methodist Church on February 20th, serving 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. They'll be collecting eyeglasses and hearing aids, too. Get more info on our calendar.
Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
WGIL congratulates Chuck Hook of Galesburg, who won $30 when he was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations, Chuck, from WGIL.
Streaks fall tonight, 52-22 to Providence Catholic. Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now. Jim, let's find out what the coach has to say about it.
All right, well, Coach, thanks for coming up. Obviously a tough night, and we were talking. It's easier for us to sit up here and watch that and say, you know what, we were just overwhelmed by a really big, strong, good basketball team. But in talking with Coach Cheeseman at halftime, he said you guys were challenging him a little bit, and I'm sure you didn't there in the locker room afterwards. It's a tough night.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't time to yell and scream. I mean, it's a matter of will you man up and toughen up, and we got 4 days to do it. You know, we got four packs to do it. If we don't do it, it's, you know, it'll be, you know, 2,500 people here next week. So we gotta man up quick, you know.
What can the team learn out of this? What can the team take from this that you hope as a head coach moving into this next week now? Because we got a big month ahead of us.
I mean, you know, you got to compete. I thought they knocked us out in the first 2 minutes, you know, to be honest. After the first quarter, I thought defensively we were okay. Offensively, we still look scared, and you know, we've been practicing against that physical type of man-to-man, you know, as much as we can simulate it, you know, especially for Devin and Ethan, because we know we're going to see that manual in Central. You know, we've kind of looked that far ahead, and now maybe we're back in the conference race. You know, there's been some upsets and things, so maybe we're back in it. You know, we were looking beyond that. But, I mean, if we want to win, you know, regional or compete for one, you know, we got to be able to – you know, we got to be able to not get knocked off our drives and you know, be able to make shots and you know, it just it kind of snowballed. You know, we don't have enough, you know, offensive threats to figure out a way to win the game. So, you know, it's frustrating.
Well, and case in point, I mean, Ethan had a tough shooting weekend, and it seemed like when he missed a few shots here early, Devin picked up a couple, but we get the ball, nobody really seemed to know what to do with it, and I hate to compare this to a couple of years ago when we scored 20 up at Rock Island, but that team really was offensively challenged, and you hate to see these guys lose their confidence on the offensive end, but it kind of seemed like so that's what happened tonight.
We're a little offensively challenged too at sometimes, but you know, we just gotta, you know, we're challenging Ethan and Devin to be better leaders. You know, if you're, you know what bothered me mainly about the game is you come in at halftime, nobody says a word. You come in after game, nobody says a word. And it's not because they don't care. I just don't think they know how to do it. And, you know, I challenge them. It's got to be the guys that take the most shots and have the ball. You know, no disrespect to guys at the end of the bench, but, you know, to make it mean something to everybody, it's got to be the best players. And those two are the best players. And it's not a funeral. Nobody died here today. We're going to be okay. But, you know, we've got 4 days to – 4 days to figure some things out, Moline. But of course, it sounds, you know, I didn't see the final, but it sounds Moline laid an egg up there, and Wheaton too. So, you know, we're not the only team in the world to do that. But we got to toughen up and immediately be better.
And we're not going to keep you a whole lot here, Coach, because we know this is a tough night. But I do want to ask: did you get any sense from what you've seen from them that maybe they played even a little better than what you've seen from scouting? We know they were capable of being a very good team. Did they maybe play better than even what you had seen on
video?
Well,
a little bit. They're so well coached. Tim, I've known since, you know, we were both sophomore coaches. Jeez, you know, way back working the camp circuit. But, you know, we hit a buzzsaw. They've just now, it's kind of like when we got Joe back last year and played Warren. You know, we throttled them by 25. Well, they just now got back their other kid, you know, the receiver that's going to Iowa, not the one that's going to Notre Dame. And I think that they just... you know, they just buzzsawed us a little bit. But they were better than we've seen on tape, but we kind of anticipated that just because, you know, they're kind of getting their guys back. And we'll have to do some repairing some egos and it's time to man up and toughen up. And I think our guys will do it.
Mike, we said we wouldn't keep you long. We'll hold to our promise. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you Friday night.
All right, thanks.
As always, our thanks to Coach Mike Reynolds for joining us here. And we've said it before, you know, that things have not been easy here in the last month in a whole lot of ways, and this certainly didn't add to it here tonight as Galesburg falls to a good Providence Catholic team by a final of 52-22. So, Jim, we'll just close things out. We typically give our Super Bowl thoughts. Yours on tomorrow?
Boy, it's really a toss-up. It really is. I sit on the air. I think with Seattle, the way they came back against Green Bay and won that game, I think there's just some magic there. I think Russell Wilson is incredible when he has to be, and I think they're the defending champions, and I think they're going to defend.
Picking the Patriots, hoping for the Seahawks. My aunt and uncle live in Seattle. I'm pulling for the Seahawks for them.
Yep. So, all right.
There we go. All right. So enjoy it tomorrow. Everyone be safe out there. Be safe going home. We haven't looked outside to see what it's doing, but regardless of what it's doing, be careful going home.
Yeah, it's coming.
All right. That's the final. Again, Streaks fall to 19-6 on the season. They'll go for win number 20 on their second attempt next Friday night at home against Moline. For Eric Hansen at the Downtown Studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from John Thiel. Jim, have a safe weekend and enjoy the Super Bowl. Good evening.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
He's done so much off the field. He's so visible on the NFL Network, but he didn't get the votes in the room tonight. So Kurt Warner does not make the Hall of Fame on his first year of eligibility. Orlando Pace, regarded as the best.